Do you know the answer to this question?
What radio program has listeners in Massachusetts, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, Nebraska, and New York Mills?
I'll tell you what, if you know the answer to that question, you'll win big money on Honest to Goodness.
Right, clear channel Honest to Goodness tonight. This is Dick Chapman and Charlie Boone sitting in for and under the weather Randy Merriman with what we call clear channel Honest to Goodness.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, tonight we cast aside the regular questions that have been bugging people for weeks. We cast aside the regular mail that we normally get in the course of the day, and we pick up some of the extra folks who write us all the time from all over the country. You know, you get a card that says, hey, how can I get in on this Honest to Goodness, and it's postmarked El Paso. Or you get another card saying, I sure would like you to call me sometime, and it comes from Poughkeepsie, New York.
This means you're going to call outside of what we refer to as CCO land.
Instead of throwing these in now and then, way out and beyond our reaches of the normal mails here, we pick a night every 2 weeks or so here like this one and call all over the country, get special questions, and kind of visit with everybody clear channel-wise on Honest to Goodness. We call you, you answer the questions, and we try to make them easy, and you win the money. But the most fun about this is you get to hear from folks. Well, let's see. Our first call is going to be down south. That's the one we're going to try to complete right now. Hear from folks in the south and the north and in the Canada sometimes. Occasionally we try to get into a foreign country like Mexico and even ships at sea. So here we go with the first call for $8.30 on Clear Channel Honest to Goodness. Say, Charlie, did you get some cigars from some nice folks in Gothenburg, Nebraska?
I sure did. Want to thank them.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. A.C. McLaughlin?
I can't use them, but Dick, who keeps our place sparkling clean, sure thanks me.
He smokes cigars. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we thank you. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. Is this the Aaron's residence in Atlanta,
yes.
Georgia?
Yes.
This Paula?
No, this is Dottie.
Dottie, are you Paula's mother or what?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness calling WCCO Radio.
Oh, wonderful.
In the Twin Cities.
She just went to bed. Can I put her on the phone?
Certainly.
Just a minute.
All right.
Get her on the phone. This is WCCO calling.
We're calling Paula Ahrens, Mercedes Court Northeast in Atlanta,
yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah, how you all?
How you all down there in Atlanta?
Well, I haven't picked up an accent. I've got many friends in Minneapolis and Minnesota.
You sound like a Minnesotan.
Hello? Paul, there's someone who wants to talk to you on the telephone. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello, Paula.
Hey.
This is Honest to Goodness calling. Randy's under the weather. He got the bug, but Dick Chapman's our quiz master, and he's right here.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
You had gone to bed, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Basketball practice.
What's that?
Basketball practice.
Basketball practice?
She gets up early in the morning for basketball practice, about 6:30. It's an hour. There's an hour difference in time. It's 20 minutes to 10 here.
Well, now, Paula, you're a girl, huh?
Yes, sir.
And what team do you play on?
I'm in the 8th grade Lakeside team.
And that's a girls' basketball team.
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't have to call me sir.
I do, and you live in Georgia.
You don't have an accent. What are you, Yankees?
We just moved here from Chicago, and before that we lived in Minnesota, so I'm for the Vikings.
Do they make fun of you because you're a Yankee?
Yes, sir.
They do,
huh?
Not very much, though.
Where did you live when you lived in Minnesota?
In Richfield.
Richfield!
Yes, sir.
Right here in suburban Minneapolis.
So you're a Vikings fan, huh?
Sure.
That's great.
Well, aren't you a fan, maybe just a little bit of those Atlanta Falcons, the new ball club?
Yes, as long as you're not playing Minnesota.
Yeah, Fran Tarkenton's an Atlanta boy.
Yeah, from close to there. He's a Georgia fella.
Yes, he comes from Atlanta. As a matter of fact, Norm Hecker lives on our street.
Who does?
Norm Hecker, the coach for the Falcons, lives on our street.
Well, I hope you maybe put some garbage on his front lawn or something when they came up here and beat us.
No, and as a matter of fact, he has a son in Paula's classes in school, so she sort of plays it cool.
Yeah, I'm only kidding, of course. You know what happened in that game? They came up here and they played in Minnesota-type weather, in snow and cold, and by golly, they beat us.
I know that.
Yeah.
It kind of upset us, too.
Well, it's good to hear from you folks there. Can you keep in touch with the old home grounds by way of WCCO Radio there in Atlanta?
I think we can get WCCO sometime. We're at the foothills of the mountains.
Oh, I see.
And it doesn't always come through. It's rather faint.
Well, I think you'll find it'll be getting better and better here as we go into the winter a little further.
Well, fine.
Paula and Mrs. Ahrens, now, let's see. We ought to be able to find a question that you can answer for $8.30, some of that good CCO dough.
We'll have to pick up a difficult one for them.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Here's one, number three. Now, you folks interested in fishing?
Well, I don't know too much about it, but go ahead.
Paula, how about you?
I don't know much about it either.
Well, you know a little bit about Minnesota. I think you can answer this question. Minnesota has 10,000 lakes and hundreds of streams in which you find four... Oops, we lost them. Hello, hello, hello. Quick,
sorry,
get them
about
back.
That.
Get them back quick, and we'll go on with the question. In the meantime, let me tell you, if you're tired of toting pop bottles back to the store, hear this from Canada Dry. All flavors and mixtures now come in the 10-ounce no-deposit, no-return bottles. Easier to store, easier to handle. Inside, you'll find that same old-time Canada Dry sparkle and quality. Bring home a six-pack or case of Canada Dry today. You know, the weather's not too bad here in Minnesota. You folks on the Clear Channel line tonight. Not as cold as we have had. 20-some degrees. No snow to speak of. We're kind of backing into winter slowly, I think. We lost our connection there to Atlanta, Georgia. Oops.
They're probably trying to get us.
I don't know how they can.
Yeah, well, we'll try again.
We'll try them here in a minute.
Yeah. They were expected to have some frost down there in Georgia tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and into the south and right to the Gulf, they expected some pretty cool weather. They're having a lot of snow on the eastern coast, of course.
Oh, well.
And
try them again and see what happens. I bet they probably wonder what in the world. If they got both phones off the hook, I hope they remember to hang up both of them. Got a nice letter from some other folks. Mrs. Cora Crooks sent me some candy today. You know Cora Crooks? You remember when Aunt Fanny was on the program? Remember Aunt Fanny's
appearance? Yeah, I remember Cora Crooks. She won some money.
She
that
won
night,
the money that
she?
Night, and Aunt Fanny, Fran Allison, got quite a kick out of her because of the way she reacted. And Cora sent us some homemade peanut brittle. Peanut bruckle. Whatever you call that stuff. There we go. Hello, hello.
Phone's ringing.
Hi, it's Paula speaking.
Paula, we got cut off just temporarily.
I noticed that.
Yeah. Sorry, Paula.
Well, we'll fix it now. We were halfway through the question when last we saw you, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Minnesota has 10,000 lakes and hundreds of streams in which you find four kinds of trout. Brook trout, brown trout, rainbow trout, and what other kind of trout? Might even be a sneaky question at that on these folks.
Is it lake trout?
What kind of trout?
Lake.
Lake trout. Of course it's lake trout. You betcha. That wins you $8.30, Paula.
Thank you.
You betcha. Can you use the money right here at Christmas time?
How's the weather been, Paula?
Hello?
How's the weather been?
Listen, it's been marvelous, but I want to say something. Are we being broadcast?
You betcha.
Oh, well, I want to say hello to all my friends in Minnesota.
Well, all right, go right ahead.
And I really, I've been receiving all these wonderful Christmas cards from all of them, and I want to say that I really miss progressive Minneapolis and St. Paul.
You don't have any snow, do you?
We like it here, but I do miss home.
Yeah, you don't have any snow there in Atlanta, do you?
No, it's been about 40 degrees, very warm and sunny.
Uh-huh.
A little bit cool sometimes during the day.
Yeah.
The weather's been very nice.
When you say progressive, St. Paul and Minneapolis and Minnesota, do you mean they move a little slower down there or what?
Well, I just think Minneapolis is probably the most progressive place in the whole United States, that's all.
Uh-huh.
You could be a little prejudiced.
Possibly.
Of course, Atlanta's kind of booming right about now, too, isn't it?
Yes, Atlanta is very progressive. It's, I would say, sort of like Boomtown. It's really expanding in all directions.
I see. Well, Paula and Mrs. Ahrens, we're glad to talk to you there in Atlanta, and we send our good wishes to all your friends here in Minnesota and this part of the country, and we'll send our $8.30 check to you in the mail very soon.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to all.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Good night.
Hang on just a minute now while we check the address. That was Paula Ahrens and her mother in Atlanta, Georgia, ex-Minnesotans who have moved first to Chicago and stayed in tune with us there and then moved on down to Atlanta on Clear Channel, honest to goodness. Well, you should let Schmitz make this the Christmas your family will never forget, you know that, with a musical gift from any of the five Schmidt Music Centers in the Twin Cities area. Clear Channel, honest to goodness, is just an ordinary broadcast as far as WCCO Radio is concerned. We do this the same as we do every night, but we do it on this particular night to sort of satisfy the mail we get from all over the country that people would like to participate in our little quiz program and don't get the opportunity too often because we concentrate on what we call our primary listenership area, which is generally five or six states here in the Northwest. Both Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Montana occasionally. And those are the folks we're talking to most of the time on Honest to Goodness. But tonight we're calling all over the country from the mail we receive from regular listeners, coast to coast and north to south.
We might tell friends of CCO land that it's been nice and mild today. Hello, party line.
Hello.
I mean, that's a habit of mine. Hello, is this the Felcher residence in Kelso, Washington?
Yes, it is.
The state of Washington. This is Mrs. Vi?
Yes.
Vi, this is WCCO Radio calling you.
Oh.
Honest to goodness.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, good. Dick Chapman's our quizmaster. Randy's got the bug. He's got a little flu, and so Dick's the quizmaster, and I'm sitting in with him.
How are you, Mrs. Felcher?
Oh, very good.
And where exactly is Kelso, Washington?
Well, it's about 100 miles south of Seattle, or about 50 miles north of Portland.
Uh-huh. Are you on the seacoast?
No, it's about 100 miles off the seacoast.
100 miles inland. Uh-huh. What kind of weather are you having tonight?
Oh, it's been beautiful here all day.
You know, we're kind of glad to hear that because most of our weather comes right across you first. You know.
Oh, well, then you're going to get some nice weather.
You've had kind of a rainy fall, though, haven't you?
Oh, we've had rain here every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I bet you really appreciate that sunshine.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
What does Mr. Felcher do?
He works at Weyerhaeuser.
Oh, they're in Kelso. Huh?
Yes, in the mill.
Uh-huh. And how do we come in there across the Rockies? Do you listen to us very often?
No, very seldom. Once in a great while, my aunt lives in Clam Lake.
Clam Lake, Wisconsin?
Yes, uh-huh. And we're originally from Mellon, Wisconsin.
Mellon? Yeah, that's pretty close to here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. How long have you been Washingtonians?
Oh, 15 years now.
Uh-huh.
We've got a radio, an old radio, and every once in a while it picks up everything, and we're sitting on top of the mountain.
How come those old radios pick up all the stations?
I don't know, but this is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I think they're probably a little more powerful than some of the newer transistors, which are much more convenient, of course, but it don't have quite the pulling power that the old ones do. You know, occasionally when you get us and it seems to fade, you can sometimes improve the signal by turning the radio a little bit. They generally have a built-in antenna in the back.
In the bottom. It's a great big case.
Uh-huh. And then sometimes you change the direction of the antenna, it improves the signal. I just thought I'd pass that little bit of information along to you there. You
know. Well, I noticed that since I have it on one side of the dining room, and it's between the two windows, I seem to pick it up a little better.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. But...
Well, it could be some kind of interference in the house that you don't know about. You say you're sitting on top of the mountains.
Well, on top of Mount Brinion, they call it. No, we're just 5.5 miles up from the city of Kelso.
Uh-huh. How high up in Mount Brinion?
It's a little over 1,100 feet.
You get any snow?
Oh, we have had here already.
Have you?
Not down below, but up here we've had about 6-7 inches.
Oh, uh-huh. Do you still have some on the ground?
No, it went away. It only lasted 2 days. Gee, we always hoped that it would be here for Christmas because... Being originally from, Wisconsin,
We
always wish for snow.
Do you have lots of pine trees?
Well, we have a couple that came from, yes, there's quite a few here.
Uh-huh.
But we did bring a couple back, little tiny ones, and they're 11 years old now.
You mean you brought them from Wisconsin?
Yeah, we weren't supposed to, but we did.
Do you have any lakes or rivers around there?
Oh, yes.
Gee, you know, it sounds kind of pretty.
Oh, it's beautiful out here.
Well, I've got just a question now for you, and $8.30 we'll pay you. You know why we give $8.30, don't you? 830 from WCCO?
Yeah.
That's the frequency on the dial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now let's see. I've got a question that I'm sure you can answer. We try to make these questions easy. Here we are. Try this one for $8.30. Two rivers form part of the boundary between Minnesota and Wisconsin. You name one of the two rivers.
Well, isn't that where the Mississippi starts in there?
What are you saying? The Mississippi is one of them?
Yes.
That's right. You know what the other one is?
No, I was trying to think.
Boundary between Minnesota and Wisconsin.
It's a French name.
Runs right up past Hudson and...
through Eau Claire there, and it goes down through too, doesn't it?
Yeah,
no, that's another
above,
one.
This is above Hastings and runs by Afton and up by Stillwater. And
uh-huh. You know that river?
Oh, no.
Ah, you do, too.
That's I can't think.
That's the St. Croix River.
Oh, St. Croix, sure.
Why,
that's
Croix
one
Falls,
of the prettiest rivers in the country, for heaven's sakes.
I know.
Well, we didn't want you to answer the both parts of the question, just half, and you were right when you said the Mississippi. And we'll send you $8.30 from our Clear Channel funds here on Honest to Goodness. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you for calling.
Hang on just a moment now.
All right.
Mrs. Vi Felcher speaking to us from Kelso, Washington tonight. She wins $8.30, and we'll go on with some more of these long-distance calls in a moment. Let Schmitz make this the Christmas your family will never forget with a musical gift from any of the 5 Schmidt Music Centers in the Twin Cities area. Well, let's see. We've gone south and north, more or less, west. And
where would you like to go next?
Well, let's go. I don't care. And is
Midwest?
Want to
go down Midwest
go to the
or
beef
to the Rockies
state.
Or beef state?
The beef state.
All right. Let's call that one.
You know which one's the beef state? I hope you're dialing the same one I'm thinking of.
Well, the beef state would be Nebraska, wouldn't it?
Yes. Okay. Now, don't say party line this time.
No, I'm sorry about that. You know, that gets to be a habit. And I'm sure on party line you said honest to goodness, did you?
Yes, I have. We do basically the same kind of broadcasting in the afternoon for you Clear Channel fans that may not hear it. Charlie and Roger Erickson do a program called Party Line, in which they talk to folks in the general vicinity.
In fact, Ray Scott's going to be our guest, former Twins broadcaster and Green Bay broadcaster will be our guest tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Waiting for the phone to ring now in Papillion, Nebraska.
Let's see if anybody's home on Sherman Street.
Did you hear the boss tonight talking about Russia?
That was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, he made it sound so fascinating. I would like to take a trip there. Hello? Hello, is this the Baltus residence?
Yes, it is.
In Papillion, Nebraska?
Yes.
Is that the way you pronounce that, your hometown?
Uh-huh.
And you live on West Sherman Street there in Papillion?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
And this is the show that gives away the money, you know. Is Leonard there?
Yes, he is.
May I speak with him, please?
Just a minute.
Thank you. That must be Mrs. Leonard or Leonard's mother. I'm not sure which. What do you think it might be?
I think it's his mother.
I think it's Leonard's mother.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Hello?
No, I'm wrong.
No, it's Leonard's wife. Hello?
Yes.
Is this Leonard?
Yes.
Was that your wife, Leonard?
Yes.
Well, we guessed wrong. We were guessing maybe that you were a youngster and that was your mother, and it turned out it's your wife, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's even better. So this is Honest to Goodness calling, by the way, Leonard. I'm Charlie Boone, and Dick Chapman's our quiz master. Randy's laid up with a cold, and so he's got all the money.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Len?
Pretty good.
I thought I knew Nebraska fairly well, but I don't place Papillion.
It's a suburb of Omaha. It's on the southwest side.
Oh, right.
How's the weather been?
Real nice. We had a record today of 57.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that so?
Yeah, no snow whatsoever.
I know Kansas City was warm today, too.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to get some snow between now and Christmas, though.
Yeah, we're going home for Christmas.
Where's home?
Ed Hopkins.
That sounds like Hopkins. That sounds close by.
Yes.
Well, how long have you been in Papillion?
Going on 3 years this spring.
Uh-huh. Did your job take you there or what?
Yes. I work for Thermo King.
Oh, I see. Well, and how do you like Nebraska so far?
Real good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wish that we could get some of the football players you guys get at home at the university.
Yeah.
Len, were you born in Minnesota?
Yes, I was.
Native Hopkins boy?
No, I came from Franklin, Minnesota, which is out by Redwood Falls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know where Franklin is.
Uh-huh.
You don't get back hunting or fishing, do you, ever?
Not too much anymore.
Yeah.
When are you going to start for home?
We plan on leaving about Friday noon.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Len, we have a AAA direct line, and you keep tuned to 830 on WCCO, and we'll let you know on the way what the weather's going to be and how the highways are.
Uh-huh, that'll be fine.
Good.
We have these fellas that keep us posted. If something like snow moves in somewhere or freezing rain or something like that, they can call us right away and let us know exactly where it is.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times in a case like yours, if you're driving some distance, this may help you pick a different route to avoid this kind of thing.
Yes, uh-huh.
We've found that it works for a lot of folks on long trips. Well, Leonard, I hope that some of your friends and relatives in Hopkins and Franklin are listening and can hear you win some money from us tonight. We've got a question or two here that you should be able to answer. Here's one. $8.30, you tell me this. The Hilton chain has just opened a 24-story, 450-room luxury hotel in Minnesota. Now, is that hotel in Graceville, Moose Lake, or St. Paul?
I'll take a guess, Graceville.
Well, that's your first guess. Now, we we give you a chance at another guess. It's a 24-story, 450-room luxury hotel in Minnesota. Would you say it was in Moose Lake or St. Paul?
And it's on a river.
Yeah.
Overlooking the Mississippi.
Yeah, and from one of the windows, you can see the Capitol.
St. Paul.
Hey, you're right.
Well, we just gave you a little help there, because we didn't want you to lose the money, Len.
I'm sure Graceville is very flattered.
Yeah, they would like one. It's a beautiful hotel, and it's been gorgeous. Built since you left, I think, Leonard.
Yes.
It's only gone up here. It just opened this year.
It opened this September,
yeah,
August, September.
A month or two ago. Big, beautiful hotel in downtown St. Paul by the Hilton people. Well, we'll send that $8.30 to you in the mail, and honest to goodness, it was nice talking to you there in the suburbs of Omaha. Thank you. Now, hang on just a moment while Charlie checks the address. Leonard Baltus on West Sherman Street in the suburban Omaha, Papillion, Nebraska. Well, we'll continue with our little Clear Channel Honest to Goodness show right after this.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas.
Give a wonderful watch by Vantage.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Get a 17 jewel quality watch.
$14.95 is all you pay.
More for your money than ever before.
Take advantage of the Vantage price today. Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
Wonderful Christmas gifts for men, women, and teens. Choose from more than 300 Vantage styles, including skin divers watches, ladies' fashion watches, and electric watches for men and women at America's lowest starting price. Buy them now at your quality jewelers.
Do something nice for someone this Christmas. Give a wonderful Vantage watch.
All right, we're making another call now. We've talked so far to Atlanta, Georgia, Kelso, Washington, and Papillion, Nebraska. And you know, funny thing, it's old home night on Clear Channel, honest to goodness, tonight, because the first three people we called are all ex-Minnesotans, aching, I think, to hear from the home folks, and that's what we're doing. They're keeping in touch with the home fires, especially during Christmas time here, through good old 830-CCO.
I'm having difficulty. I have an operator on a recording that's telling me that I dialed incorrectly and I can hardly hear.
Is that so?
Well, so let me try again.
All right. Trying one of the western states right now. I won't say which until we get some kind of connection, one way or the other. Yes, it was a very interesting program immediately preceding this with our general manager, Larry Haig, reporting on his trip to Russia.
Didn't it make you want to take a trip there?
Yeah, it did sound interesting.
Boy, it sure did.
Of course, I'd wanted a trip there anyway. This is The Good Neighbor to the Northwest with studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830-WCCO. No dice, huh?
Well, try the next one. Should I try the next one?
Try the next one, yeah. You guys have Santa Claus, too, on party line, don't you, as well as Ray Scott tomorrow?
No, we have Santa Claus.
He's on the Boone Erickson show.
On the Boone Erickson show earlier at 1:40 after Betty Furness in the markets.
Are you going to talk to Santa Claus every day from now until Christmas?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got it all set up
well,
with his agent and everything?
Well, we don't talk right to Christmas because he has to have a few days to get ready to make his annual swing.
Oh, he does, huh?
Yeah.
He's a swinger,
he's a swinger.
Right?
Oh, he swings
yeah.
around.
Yeah, man. 9:00 Central Standard Time. And I noticed that the folks there in Georgia, they're on a different time zone than we are.
They're on Eastern Standard Time.
That's right, mm-hmm. I'd forgotten. So
we're calling Rocky Mountain.
Hello.
Hello, Cara.
Hello?
Is this Cara?
No, it isn't.
Is this the Walters residence?
No, it's Lamb's residence.
The who?
Lamb.
Lamb residence.
Uh-huh.
In Colorado Springs?
No.
Where?
Hello, 19 Kidney.
Where's that?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, is that so?
Well, thanks for sorry to bother you.
You betcha. That happens
I don't know
sometimes.
How we got Chicago.
Well, let's go on down the line again.
Gee, I wanted to talk to Colorado Springs because I used to live there.
Did you really?
Yeah, I used to work there. My father and mother were married there, and my grandparents lived there.
Well, we must have a wrong number. Sometimes folks, when they send the cards in to register for Clear Channel, maybe write a little bit illegibly or else get a wrong number themselves on their own phone number, and we've had trouble before, Limer. One night we woke up a milkman in New Jersey. We were trying to call California, and this guy had to get out of his sound sleep and explain to us that we had the wrong number, and we got to talking to him, and it turns out he had to get up at 4 o'clock the next morning, and he was a nice guy. He didn't mind us waking him up, but he thought, what in the world are these guys doing calling me from a radio station in the middle of the United States by way of California?
Somebody put down the wrong area code.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why we're getting Chicago instead of Colorado Springs. What
so
is the area code?
312 is Chicago.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
What's Colorado Springs?
303.
303, there we are. While we're about to complete this call, let me say this. You know, it's easier than ever to enjoy your favorite Canada Dry beverages. Yes, sir. Canada Dry has a new look. New 10-ounce, no-deposit, no-return bottles. Easier to carry, easier to store. Canada Dry flavors and mixers are brimming with that same old-time Canada Dry sparkle and quality, but they have that new look. So look for the new Canada Dry package at your favorite store and bring home a six-pack or a case tonight or tomorrow.
Hello? Is this the Johnson residence in Colorado Springs?
Yes, it is.
Yes, on Ridgeway?
Yes.
Well, is this Cecil? Or Cecil?
No, I'll get him. Just a minute, please.
Well, okay. Are you Cecil's father?
No, I'm his son.
Oh, you're his son.
You're batting zero tonight, Charlie.
Well, put your dad on, will you? Please.
Okay-doke.
Yeah, see, we had the wrong area code. Well, that's good. We straightened
it. Hello.
Hello, Cecil?
Yes.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you?
Well, great. This is Honest to Goodness from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities calling you, and I'm Charlie Boone. This is Dick Chapman here, our quizmaster. Randy Merriman's a little under the weather with the flu.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, we're glad to hear you, and
how's the weather up there?
Well, it's been very nice today. We had temperature in the 30s today. We have we have a little snow on the ground, but it was a nice sunny day today in most areas, although a little fog this morning.
Be out here.
You got some snow?
No.
What do you got?
We have temperatures between 55 and 60.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You can sit outside in your shirt sleeves, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, that sounds nice. Where is Ridgeway?
Ridgeway is out near the Broadmoor. You know where the Broadmoor Hotel is?
Out near Cheyenne Road.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, I lived out there.
Oh, well, you know where Seven Falls is?
Yes.
Well, it's up close to Seven Falls.
That's real pretty.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. You're not too far away from that wonderful Cheyenne Zoo.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
We can look right up and see Cheyenne Mountain every day.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Are you retired there, Mr. Johnson?
I teach out at Fort Carson. I have the projectionist school.
Oh, Fort Carson is still going strong.
Oh, yes.
Do they still have the canine core school out there?
No, they discontinued that, but they used to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to have the dogs out there.
Well, the Air Force Academy sort of taken the focus away from Fort Carson.
That's right. That's right. They have the hole in the mountain now, right across from Fort Carson.
The hole in the mountain? Is that where the Air Defense Command is?
That's where it is. It's located there. You may have read about the Air Force Strategic Command going into the mountain.
Sure.
It's fabulous.
You know the Garden of the Gods broadcast on Easter morning they have?
Yes, I should say.
We carry that on WCCO radio.
Oh, do you? Yes.
That was, I announced that when I lived down there and worked for the station there.
Well.
That was a real thrill, but that's a fabulous happening, isn't it?
When you were here, how large was Colorado Springs?
Gee, I don't remember. They were just starting to break the ground for the Air Force Academy.
Uh-huh.
It was in 54.
Well, you should sometime come out here on your vacation. It's grown just terrific. Colorado Springs now is over 100,000.
Is that right?
Yes.
Listen, You talk with Dick here, will you?
All right.
Yeah, I was so interested.
I got to make a call.
Yeah, this is Dick Chapman, Mr.
Well,
Johnson.
How are you, Dick?
Pretty good. How are you? It sounds like springtime in the Rockies there with that weather you're having.
You're right. Right. Mm. We listen to you fellas all the time. We took our vacation, my son and I, and we saw a doubleheader up at the
Met Stadium.
You're right.
What
right.
team? What team did you see?
Kansas City.
Twins in Kansas City. Was that this season?
No, it was a year ago on Labor Day.
Well, then, by golly, you got a chance to see the American Legion champion. American
right,
League champions.
That's right.
Well, we're kind of hoping for that same kind of thing next season.
Well,
I'm telling
you that. Sure hope that they come through.
Are you a native Coloradan?
No, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
How long have you been in Colorado?
I've been here 14 years.
And that's pretty country, Colorado Springs. I was there once myself, not to stay, but I visited the Air Force Academy was just getting started, and I was there when they unveiled the blockhouse. You remember that?
Yes. If you ever drive out here, you and your wife, look me up.
Well, I certainly will do that.
My name is in the book, Cecil O. Johnson.
All right.
I'm a good Scandahovian, and I'd love to see you.
We've got another common denominator here. My mother-in-law is teaching in Colorado.
Oh, good for her.
Let's see. I think she's at Fort Morgan. That's north of you, isn't it?
Fort Morgan, yes.
Yeah, it's out in the plains there. Up,
yeah, that's right. That's north of Denver.
Cecil, we go almost coast to coast on our Honest to Goodness shows every night, of course, Clear Channel Radio, and we have a listener right now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening, Ken
Pittsburgh.
And Elaine Parent.
What's his name?
Ken and Elaine Parent.
Parent.
And they listen every night, too, and I got them on the line. So let's find... You listen along, Cecil, and we'll find out what kind of weather they're having.
Fine. Thank you.
Is this Elaine?
Yes, now I have to look quick.
Why?
To see what the weather's like.
Oh! Has it been snowing today?
No, uh-uh.
You're getting some snow around the east, though, aren't you?
Yes, it missed us. We had 2 inches predicted, but it didn't quite get it.
Has it been kind of in the 40s today?
I think so. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you native Pittsburghians?
Heavens, no.
You're not?
No.
And now where are you from?
We're from Minneapolis.
It's like old home week tonight on Clear Channel Honest to Goodness. Now, here's Mr. Johnson, you're talking to as well as us in Colorado Springs. He's a former Madison, Wisconsinite.
Oh.
And here you are in Pittsburgh and you're former Minneapolitans. How long have you been in Pittsburgh?
We've been here a year and a half.
Uh-huh. Did your husband's business take you out there?
Alas, it did.
Uh-huh. You say alas.
Yes.
Well, we hate to cast aspersions on some of these fine cities like Pittsburgh, but I know you're a little prejudiced for home, huh?
Yeah, indeed.
Well.
Indeed.
Have you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Elaine, say hello to Cecil Johnson, who's listening to you right now in Colorado Springs.
Hi. How do you do, Mrs. Parent?
Hi.
I can hear you very nicely.
Isn't this fun?
Have you ever been out in our area?
Oh, yes. And we have some very dear friends who used to live next door to us in Minneapolis who now live in Colorado Springs.
Well, how nice.
I know they'd love to hear from you. It's William Campbell. Like
William
the
Campbell.
And they live on Maysland Drive.
Yes, Maysland Drive. You should drive out here some summer vacation.
I'll take your name. We've been out there now. We weren't there last year, but we've been out 2 years before that. We love Colorado.
Yes.
Not quite as much as Minneapolis, but...
I was just telling Dick Chapman that the temperature here has been... I think it was around 60 degrees today. It's been in the 60s every day, and nice and warm, and nice clear air to breathe.
Yeah, and you've had some beautiful background... sites there with the mountains.
Yes,
it's a
it
lovely
is.
Spot.
Say, Cecil, do you fish any?
Not too much, Dick.
I was
going
to say.
There are lakes there.
No, but there's some beautiful streams, isn't there,
yes,
Cecil?
Yes, there are.
Up in the mountains, there are a couple of lakes.
Actually, you have to get up quite a ways to get into the real good fishing.
Yeah, those trout, boy, they're something, huh?
Yes, they are. Yeah, that's all you get out here, trout.
Say, Cecil, that son of yours that answered the phone, he sounded like quite a grown-up fella. How old is he?
He's 27.
27, yeah.
Yes.
Elaine, do you have youngsters?
Yes, we do. We have a girl 12 and a boy 10.
Uh-huh. Well, that's about the ages of my kids. They start at 11 and go on down.
What school do they go to?
Well, let's see, my good old Wooddale school on 50th and Wooddale.
I know my kids went there.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. My daughter did. The other child went to Morningside.
Well, for heaven's sakes. Small world, huh, Cease?
Oh, yeah.
It sure is.
Well, now we're going to have you put your heads together here and try to answer a question. And if you both answer correctly, why, we'll send both of you $8.30, kind of a Christmas bonus, all right?
Well, how nice.
Now, let's see if I can find one I think you can answer. We rig these questions. We want folks to win, see? here's one. I think maybe both of you can get this one. Minnesota's state motto, L'Etoile du Nord, means, and I'm going to give you a multiple choice here. You tell me what it means.
Well, say it again. Pronounce it again.
The state motto is L'Etoile du Nord. Now, that's the state motto, and it means either Northern Lights or the North Star or Pinecone Country.
It's the middle one I know, and I remember that from my university days, huh?
The North Star?
North Star State?
You think that's right, Cease?
Yes, I would say the North Star.
You're both right, boy, and that's $8.30 apiece.
Well, thank you, Dick.
Okay. It was nice to talk to both of you.
Well, it's awfully nice to talk to you.
And you keep in touch there on good old 830, will you?
Sure will. We listen to you all the time.
Thank you very much.
I love that Midwest.
Okay. Now,
I'll second that. Thanks for calling.
You betcha. Charlie's going to get your addresses on the private line. Hang on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. We were talking two-way there, too.
Hang on,
Cecil Johnson
hang
in Colorado Springs and Mrs. Ken Parent, Elaine Parent, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they were hooked up cross-country. It's kind of fun to do that, isn't it? And compare notes. Well, let's listen to this right now. We'll be back with another call.
Temple wine is fine. Serve it when you dine. When eating or treating, order Temple wine.
Now, a Temple treat for every taste. Original Temple in Concord, Rosé, and Medium Dry, still $1 in full quart gift pack. New Temple Cherry and Blackberry wines, just $1 in icebox decanters. Buy all three Temple wines today. Charlie's got his hands full right now, double-checking addresses on two phones cross-country. You know, now tomorrow, what'll happen to me, I'll be walking down the street, or I'll stop at the YMCA, as I frequently do, and somebody will say, hey, how do you do that, for heaven's sakes? How do you talk to those people in Pittsburgh and Colorado Springs and so forth? What do you do, soup up the power, or you put a network on, or what? No, we don't do anything like that. These folks are listening all the time, and it's just good old clear channel power, 50,000 watts from here on 830 in the middle of the dial, and we just set aside this night to call the folks that are listening to us all the time all across the country. Kind of fun. We're going to make another call in just a minute.
The world will be brighter for someone if you will only remember
to say I'm thinking of you today and say it with flowers.
This Christmas, give the season's best. Give flowers. Nothing says Merry Christmas with such warmth and beauty as a traditional poinsettia plant. Nothing spreads Christmas cheer so far and wide as a beautiful centerpiece, a bouquet of roses or carnations, or any one of your favorite cut flowers. So let your friendly florist help you with this year's Christmas gift list. When you send flowers for Christmas, you always give the season's best.
Say it in the most beautiful way. Say it with flowers.
Say Merry Christmas with flowers. See your local member of the Minnesota Allied Florists Association. Clear channel, honest to goodness, from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis in good old Minnesota. And we're calling coast to coast tonight.
We're calling Massachusetts tonight.
Massachusetts?
Yeah, we'll see where they parked the car.
Yeah.
Milton Road in Brookline.
Brookline?
Hello.
Hello, is this the Sam Ely residence?
No.
Is this Mrs. Francis Pearson?
Yes, sir.
On 10 Milton Road? Well, this is Honest to Goodness calling you on WCCO Radio in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do? No, I was kidding there where I said Sam Ely because I think Sam lives around there, doesn't he?
He lives around here somewhere.
Yeah, Sam is, of course, manager of our Minnesota Twins.
Right.
And you sound like a Minnesotan.
I am.
Are you really? Where are you from?
out in Minneapolis. I lived out at Lake Minnetonka, but I have a home in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. Well, this is Charlie Boone, and Dick Chapman's our quizmaster tonight. Say hello to Dick.
Hello, Mrs. Pearson.
Hello.
How long have you been a Massachusettsian?
Well, I've been here for 3 years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Did you move there with your husband because of business reasons, or?
No, I'm a widow, but I came here to do some work.
I see.
Uh-huh.
What is the work? Are you,
Well, I'm working in the gifts and endowments department of our church, the Christian Science Church.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like Brookline?
Well, I like Brookline.
And that's really more or less kind of like almost Boston, isn't it?
Well, no, I don't like Boston.
Well, I mean, isn't Brookline very close to Boston?
Yes, it is very close.
Uh-huh. How's the weather tonight?
Well, it's been a little bit colder. We had our first snow.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like home with a little snow, huh?
It is.
Well, let's hope it stays around till Christmas time. We always want our cake and eat it, too. You know, we want it just enough snow to make it pretty, but not enough to foul up the driving.
That's
this
right.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you don't know where Sam lives. He lives somewhere in Brookline, but I guess that's pretty good size community, isn't it?
Well, it's fair size. He might live real close. I haven't looked it up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say, hang on just a moment. We're going to let you talk to somebody else somewhere else in the country.
Okay.
Say, Mrs. Pearson, we have on the phone Barbie Tracy from Vista, California.
Yes.
And Barbie, her mother sent a card in, but her mother's not home tonight, Mrs. Lloyd Tracy. And Barb, you listening? Barbara?
Yes.
Barb, we have Mrs. Pearson from Brookline, Massachusetts on the phone, and this is WCCO Radio, Honest to Goodness program, calling you from the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. Where's Vista, California?
Well, it's in the southern part of... Just a minute.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how old she is, Mrs. Pearson, but she sounds a little excited.
Yeah.
I think she was. You got quite a bit of snow today, didn't you, Mrs. Pearson?
Well, not right through here. We got a little, but the farther west you go in Massachusetts, the more they got.
Yeah, that's a beautiful part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Dave Tracy.
Dave.
Hello, Dave, how are you?
Fine, you?
Good. This is WCCO Radio, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Honest to Goodness, Dick Chapman. We're talking with Mrs. Pearson from Brookline, Massachusetts on our Honest to Goodness line. And you're in Vista, California. Where's that?
Well, that's about 35 miles north of San Diego and about 90 miles south of L.A.
Uh-huh. Say,
about 10 miles in from the ocean.
Yeah, sounds kind of pretty. Say, this is Dick Chapman, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
How old was Barbie there that we were talking to?
She was 12.
She sounded like she ran away in a kind of a huff. How old are you, Dave?
I'm 15.
15. And where are the folks tonight?
They're out at the recreation center at a meeting.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now here we've got you. See, we've got everybody hooked up together at the same time. You're talking to us from Vista, California. Here we are in the middle of the country in St. Paul, Minneapolis. And also talking with us, and you at the same time, is Mrs. Frances Pearson. And she's speaking to you from Brookline, Massachusetts. Dave, say hello to Mrs. Pearson.
How do you do, Mrs. Pearson?
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
How's the weather there?
Well, it's a little colder. We had snow today.
You did?
Uh-huh.
How long has it been since you've seen some snow, Dave?
Well, we can see the snow up in the mountains. We go out towards the dump, and we can see the San Bernardino Mountains with snow on.
Towards the dump?
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to put it. Are you a native Californian, or are you a Minnesotan, Dave?
We came from Minnesota.
How long ago?
3 years ago.
Uh-huh. And whereabouts in Minnesota?
Glencoe,
that's just out here in western Hennepin County, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Pearson, you're familiar with Glencoe?
Yes, I've been there.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see if we can let the two of you put your heads together and win some of our WCCO money here just in time for a kind of a Christmas bonus. You're both Minnesotans, so I'll ask you a real tough Minnesota question, okay? Here we are. You can talk this over and agree on an answer between you, and then I'll accept that and see if you can win the $8.30 apiece. Here's the question. Eastern North America, where you are, Mrs. Pearson,
yes,
is served by three principal drainage systems. Hudson's Bay is one, the St. Lawrence is another, and the Mississippi. Now, which of these have headwaters in Minnesota?
Mississippi.
It's in Mississippi.
You think so, Dave?
Yeah.
You don't think the Hudson's Bay is in the Mississippi either, huh? Well, it doesn't make any difference. That's right. The Mississippi is correct. As a matter of fact, all three of those are correct, because the headwaters that feed those three drainage systems all start in the Mississippi. Hudson's Bay, St. Lawrence, in Minnesota. The Hudson's Bay, St. Lawrence, and Mississippi all come from Minnesota.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Nope.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I just realized that.
Yeah, you know where the Laurentian Divide is? That happens to be up just on the Iron Range, and that's the difference between north and south. From there, the waters go into either Hudson Bay or the St. Lawrence, and south of there, southern Minnesota, go into the Mississippi, and of course into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, you both won $8.30 for Christmas, and honest to goodness, it was nice talking to you in Brookline, Massachusetts, and in Vista, California, at the same time.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, and nice meeting you, Mrs. Francis.
You betcha. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, now hang on, we want to check the addresses. That was Brookline, Massachusetts, Mrs. Francis Pearson, and in Vista, California, Dave Tracy, the son of Mrs. Lloyd Tracy. Okay, let me mark that down. Winner and winner, $8.30. Boy, we're giving away the boss's money tonight, something fierce. Say, here's a good piece of advice. Shop where you see the gift house sign. Boy, you can trust that merchant to have fine products, give helpful and courteous service, and to offer low prices. Plus, you receive the extra dividend of gift house stamps with every purchase. Gift house has earned a reputation for quality. The gifts you receive for saving the stamps are the very best. Beautiful luggage, movie equipment the whole family can enjoy, modern appliances, handsome furniture, brand name merchandise, and every gift is guaranteed. You see, people have come to expect a lot from Gift House, and that responsibility must be met by any merchant that gives the stamps. So look for the Gift House sign at supermarkets, drugstores, service stations, and other fine merchants. And this word for the store owners or managers who are listening: if you believe your customers deserve the very best, we'd be proud to have you join the Gift House family.
We're going to go east, but not quite as far east.
All right. Next call on Clear Channel, honest to goodness. May or may not be our last. Our time's running a little short.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the Miller residence?
Yes, it is.
In Harbor Beach, Michigan.
That's right.
Well, is this the Reverend Miller?
That's correct.
Well, this is Charlie Boone and Dick Chapman, honest to goodness.
Yes, hold on. I'll get the radios down a little.
Okay, fine. We're calling the Reverend David Miller in Harbor Beach, and if I'm not mistaken, that's right on the water, isn't it?
I think so, Harvey.
Yeah.
That was in the news here recently.
Yes, it was, on that disaster.
Wasn't that the
issue? Well, we're back.
Say, Reverend Miller.
Yes.
Harbor Beach, is that right on the water?
Yes, we're right on the lake.
Uh-huh. Not too far from where that disaster took place.
Yes, about 20 miles.
Uh-huh.
Well, Reverend Miller, what church is it there that you serve in Harbor Beach?
We have the First Baptist Church.
Uh-huh. How long have you been at it?
We've been here 2 years.
And did you come from a church prior to that, somewhere else?
Well, yes. We were at Roscommon and St. Helen here in Michigan.
Uh-huh. That's kind of Upper Michigan, isn't it?
You mean the others?
No, I mean where you are now.
Well, they call it Upper Thumb. If you follow the St. Lawrence Seaway northward,
uh-huh,
you go above Fort Huron and you'll find us.
Yeah. Gee, it's too bad about that vessel that had its problems there, but I know that most of that traffic moves right by you with no trouble whatsoever, huh?
That's right.
Well.
No, we had a ringside seat here, really.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we're right across the street from the hospital where this hail was taken.
Well, that was the fellow that they rescued.
The survivor, yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
And, of course, we have a Coast Guard station here, and all of the activity took place right, you know, right around us.
Yeah. I guess that makes you almost seafaring folk there, so close to the big lake, which is very much like the seashore.
Yes, and we get out on the lake a little bit once in a while.
Yeah, do you listen to us often there in Harbor Beach?
Oh, yes, we generally have WCCO on.
Uh-huh, well, we have a lot of fun, and we hope you folks do, too. And this is especially fun to talk to folks that we don't get a chance to call very often.
Yes.
Say, Reverend Miller, I was calling on the other line, Texas, and listen to this.
I'm sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you try your call again later, please?
That sounds like Mrs. Johnson.
We must have a cross up there.
I was listening to the accent of the recorded operator. That was very funny.
Yes, I spent some time in Texas, so I know how they sound.
Yeah,
down there they say Minneapolis.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're not from Minneapolis yourself, are you?
Well, originally from Wright County, South Haven.
South Haven. Yeah,
that's right.
How long have you been gone?
Well, I guess I left in 1948 and came back to Minnesota for a while as a minister.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts?
And You mean in Minnesota?
Yeah.
I pastored the Armstrong Community Church just outside of Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
That's at Maple Plain.
Yeah.
And then we were down in southwestern Minnesota in Cottonwood County.
Yeah, I know where that
Jeffers.
Is. Yes, uh-huh.
So we kind of know the state quite well.
Well, it's good to talk to you there in Harbor Beach.
Yes.
Let me see if I can give you some of our WCCO dough for the collection plate, as it were.
Yes, we might be able to make use of that.
Well, I hope so. Now, let me see if I can find a question you can
answer.
While
he's looking for a question, I was going to ask you what kind of weather you've been having. Reverend?
Seems like we have kind of a bad connection here, so you'll have to speak it up.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Pretty well.
I was going to ask you what kind of weather you're having.
Well, it's, I presume, about the way it is in Minneapolis. It's around 30 degrees. We've had a little snow here.
That's about it.
And it's frozen up.
Say, here's a question for
all
you.
All right.
For $8.30, you come at one time from Jeffers, Minnesota. Which is the most popular upland game bird in Minnesota hunting? Pheasants, quail, or prairie chickens?
Well, it's the good old ringneck pheasant.
You betcha. By far the most popular.
In fact, I've hunted them.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good.
We have a few of those here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. At $8.30, we'll send you in the mail very soon, Reverend Miller, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yes, very good. Thank you. We're going to take the family out on that $8.30 for dinner.
Very good. Hang on now. Charlie wants to check the address.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that was the Reverend David J. Miller in Harbor Beach, Michigan, who listens regularly there in the upper thumb of Michigan. Now let's listen to this.
Old Dutch potato chips, Old Dutch, the snappy chips, crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the crispiest, Old Dutch, the tastiest, crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Oh, boy, now you get paid for enjoying snappy old Dutch potato chips.
What do you mean, get paid?
Well, have you ever heard of such a thing, getting paid for doing that?
No.
All you got to do is enjoy old Dutch potato chips with tasty dip made from Lipton onion soup mix. You get a 25-cent refund. Send in the price mark from an old Dutch potato chips twin pack and front panel from Lipton onion soup mix, and you get a quarter back. Good deal? You bet it is. Look for Lipton and the offer on old Dutch packages.
Potato chips,
Old Dutch, the snappy chips, crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch, potato chips.
All right, at the same time we were talking to the Reverend Miller in Harbor Beach, Michigan, I was trying to get hold of a party down in Littlefield, Texas.
That was kind of funny.
And apparently all the circuits were busy, you see, and this gal came on, and I wanted you to hear that because it was charming.
It was funny.
And it sounded very much like we hear, the ladybird.
You all check the circuit and dial again.
Yeah,
right?
Because we're busy.
Say, let Schmitz make this the Christmas your family will never forget, huh? With a musical gift from any of the 5 Schmidt Music Centers in the Twin Cities area.
You do that very well. Say, in a minute, Jürgen Nash is going to be here with some fine music. But, you know, it's also the time, not only for Jürgen, but the time of the year for the season's taste alike. Ewald's thick, creamy, non-alcoholic eggnog. It's a great base for a lot of holiday recipes and great for the kiddies, too, because Ewald's eggnog contains those delicious dairy foods, milk, cream, and eggs, expertly blended and lightly spiced to perfect taste. The milk, of course, is Ewald's famous Golden Guernsey, the world's finest milk. The eggs are top-quality Golden Glow eggs that are so popular with so many families in Minneapolis and suburbs. In fact, Ewald's delivers regularly to more families than any other dairy, and that includes Minneapolis, suburbs as far out as Anoka, Minnetonka. And if you're not now enjoying the convenience of Ewald's home delivery, just call Ewald Brothers Dairy at Jackson 23601. That's Jackson 23601. And enjoy regular deliveries of the season's favorite taste treat, creamy eggnog, plus 20 other popular Ewald Dairy products.
Gee, I'm sorry we couldn't call Littlefield, Texas, and we want to call Detroit and Osage Beach, Missouri. I know where that is, and Illinois and Valparaiso. But we'll do this again.
Los
Join
Angeles.
Us when we have another Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness.